It is Friday. That means Jeff Pitts joins us. He is our lifestyle contributor from City View. We're talking about stuff to do in the metro with Jeffrey. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Good to be back.
It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. I suspect nothing's happening.
Nothing at all.
I know. Okay. We're done. Yeah.
You have your outfit picked out.
Well, I won't be in town.
I'll
be up in Mason City.
Won't be St. Patrick's Day there?
I guess it will be, but I'll be involved with the congregation up there, so I'm not there. There's no St. Patrick's Day going on at the synagogue, I can tell you that. Although I will wear a green yarmulke.
Oh, they make those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to show it to you later.
I'd like to see that. And for those of you, for the non-four, if it's Irish or bust, Blarney Stone and all that, check out the most recent issue of City View. On almost every page, there's ads, there's stuff to do about St. Patrick's Day.
I bet there is.
Yep.
You guys have been busy over at City View.
That's right.
Writing about Irish people and
right.
Stuff to do.
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's going to be some leprechauns out this weekend. Oh, yeah.
Sunday, Iowa Boilers and Stormers take on the Sioux Falls Storm.
At what Wells time Park, is that?
3 p.m.
3 o'clock. So you can get over the hangover in time to go to the Barnstormers game. I'm so afraid for people. and with St. Patrick's Day being on the weekend, you know it's just going to be crazy.
Crazy. I know.
So Barnstormers, that's cool.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, next week, March 22nd through the 30th. So that's starting Monday.
Yeah, it's a long time. Well, Monday's the 19th.
Okay, so starting...
like Wednesday?
Yeah.
19, 20, somewhere in
Thursday.
There.
Thursday. Actually, starting Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. 168 hours.
We should get
hours.
A calendar out.
We do.
That'd be helpful. Oh, that day. All right, so starting on the 22nd.
168 hours art exhibit. The Iowa Arts Council, Art at the Cafe, is putting on this thing called 168 Hours. It's a exhibit by Jennifer Drinkwater. The exhibition features the Ames artist's cross-stitch covers of People and Time magazines. I've seen pictures of this. It's kind of neat. What she can do with the cross-stitch.
Yeah.
She nails, like, these historic Time magazine covers.
Wow. In cross-stitch.
Yep.
That's talent.
You ever cross-stitch?
No.
Me neither. This is at the Cafe Brada at the State Historical Museum of Iowa in the East Village. 11 to 2.
Nice.
Des Moines Public Schools Middle School All-City Music Festival.
All right.
At the Jacobson Center in Fairgrounds, Thursday, 7 p.m.
So lots of parents, lots of kids,
yep.
Lots of music.
It's a big venue for this sort of thing.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Huge.
And the band, the choir, the orchestra, they all come together and perform. It sounds kind of
neat. Nice. Yeah.
All right, trivia question. Who is John Fletcher Ankeny?
He was the founder of Ankeny?
You nailed
ding, ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
You nailed it.
All right.
In addition to founding the city of Ankeny, he lived an adventurous life as a gold miner, state legislator, railroad entrepreneur, and much more. Learn about the whole Ankeny family when Carla Wright, author of Iowa's Devoted Daughter, the story of Miss Harriet Louise Ankeny and her American family, shares her extensive Ankeny family research and captivating Ankeny stories.
It's all Ankeny all the time. And I bet this is happening in Johnston.
Nope. It's in Ankeny.
Oh, geez, son of a gun.
Ankeny Public Library. This is also Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30. That sounds kind of neat.
All you ever wanted to know about Ankeny.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Ankeny family.
That's right.
Right.
Also, live trivia at the hall, March 20th, which is Tuesday, 7
to 9. At the hall?
Yeah.
That's over here in West
thing.
Des Moines.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Our daughter's there tonight, as a matter of fact.
Really?
At the hall. Yeah, there's some kind of thing going on.
Yeah, they got
lots of stuff
going on. That's all we got.
That's it?
That's it.
Whoa. All right. Stuff to do in the metro with Jeff Pitts.
You betcha.
Well.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm in Mason City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got services tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll have to show you the green yarmulke. You'll your plots. But yeah, it says so services tonight, and then tomorrow up there we do our it's like a 2.5 hour Bible study.
Really? Yeah. What's the topic?
Well, the topic is we're starting the book of Leviticus.
Nice.
Which is Vayera in Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
And that's from the first word. The first word in the book of Leviticus is Vayera in Hebrew.
What's it mean?
Which means he called.
He called.
Yeah. So the whole idea is, do you hear it?
Uh-huh.
Ah, even today. So yeah, so that's what we're doing.
The book of Leviticus.
There it is.
Huh, that should be on the list.
Well, that's a Mason City thing, though.
Yeah, so, yeah, work for
it. Das Israel up there in Mason City. Nice. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
We're on the road and with Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. Good stuff. And yes, it is St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yes, it is. Eve.
All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, earlier in the broadcast, you heard from Jeff Stein talking about the Floppy Show book, which is kind of interesting. Obviously, our friend Jeff Pitts from City View, and Tyler Hackenmiller happens to be the producer of the Business News Hour. Jimmy Olson is the voice of the Business News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Jeff Delvaux, well, he is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And Mary Sayer, yeah, she's the den mother. She kind of keeps everything together between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all of us that put this together each and every day, we will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more business news from the nation, region, and long-form business interviews. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend to you. Be safe out there, would you please? It just, you know, one of those things. Just be careful, if you would, please. For all of our guests and the staff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.